Representative Jay Inslee and co-author Bracken Hendricks say developing clean energy technology and halting the effects of global warming is mankind's most important challenge. And as they contend in their new book, Apollo's Fire, Igniting America's Clean Energy Economy, it makes economic sense, too. Congressman Inslee.
America is poised on a new leap in technology and a new leap forward in our economy. And that's the kind of leap forward that we had in the space race. What we did in the original Apollo project in space, we believe we can do in the field of clean energy.
President John F. Kennedy initiated the Apollo space project in 1961 and set a goal of landing a man on the moon by the end of the decade. The U.S. did, with months to spare, on July 20th, 1969.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Inslee sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committees and has sponsored environmental legislation called the New Apollo Energy Act. He is a vocal critic of the Bush administration's environmental policy, but he says the private sector has taken major steps towards clean energy development, creating thousands of new jobs in the process.
Well, the private sector is going to provide most of the economic muscle, if you will, to get this revolution to where it needs to go. But government can provide what I call the road signs. It'll be the private sector driving, but government does have an important role as providing the signals to the economy.
Apollo's Fire offers examples of numerous clean energy entrepreneurs, producers of efficient light bulbs, wind and solar energy, and people who operated simple garages and complex laboratories. Co-author Bracken Hendricks is the founder of the environmental group Apollo Alliance.
More importantly, it tells the story of those solutions. There are people like Felix Kramer, who's an entrepreneur in California, who took a traditional Prius, a hybrid car, and transformed it into a plug-in hybrid.
Another example is a San Francisco television station's cartoon creation promoting energy efficiency.
Lighting is everything.
You might want to use compact fluorescent bulbs. They're cheaper and use 70% less energy.
And there's the story of David Pierce in Silicon Valley, California. He is trying to mass produce affordable solar panels that can compete with other home energy sources.
You know, I'm somewhat of a serial entrepreneur. This is my sixth venture-backed company, and this is the most exciting market opportunity I've ever been in.
Again, co-author Bracken Hendricks.
We really look at the crisis of global warming as an opportunity to reinvest in the foundations of our economy, create new markets, create new opportunities. And we find that in the midst of what is really a very troubling situation with global warming, there's a tremendous opportunity to do good, to rebuild and to restore people's lives.
In fact, as the authors conclude, they had a difficult time keeping up with the pace of innovation while writing the book. They say the accelerated pace of bad news about global warming has created a greater sense of urgency that is spawning innovative and creative solutions. For producer Zalima Palacio, Jeffrey Young, VOA News.